Greetings, it's Brother Steve again with the Daily Inspiration. I've been reading Luke chapter 21 and just looking at some of these end time things that are coming about, and you know, just considering some of the threats in the world today, storms and earthquakes, wars, and all those kind of things, and just considering, you know, what our response should be to those things, so I'm going to read another portion here of Luke chapter 21. So far we've been, you know, mostly just focused on wars and pestilence and things like that. Then verse 12, it kind of shifts a little bit. It says, but before all these things, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. He says, settle it therefore in your heart not to meditate before what you shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And so he's saying that, you know, before all these things are going to happen, meaning all these wars and earthquakes and whatever, there's also going to be personal persecution. There's people, you know, against us. And, you know, for example, you know, you in any of these kind of storms and happenings that are happening, if you dare mention anything about the judgment of God or any of these things, there's you know, there's outrage. There's people that immediately will bounce on that and call you all kinds of bad names, and you know, they want to direct it to you know, something like climate change or something like that, and blame somebody for what's happening, and especially, you know, try to blame Christians, because, you know, in general, Christians are not so concerned about climate change as we are about morality. And we believe that the morality of our country has much to do with a lot of these things that are happening, that, you know, a lot of these things are, this isn't just a random happening. This is not just you know, for example, a few years ago, back when Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans, it was actually just before a convention or a gathering together there that's called Mardi Gras, which is an extremely evil, wicked assembly that gets together, I believe, every year or whatever, where, you know, all kinds of evil things are promoted and practiced, even, you know, in open. And so, but if you dare mention any of that as the cause of, or the reason that some of these things are happening, you're immediately persecuted. But basically, people have, they want to cast off any restraint, and they don't want anybody coming in and you know, crashing their party with, you know, all their evilness and their wickedness. Reminds me of Psalms chapter 2. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. So, in general, you wouldn't literally hear anybody say these things, or maybe some would, but usually not. They're not that open about what their practices are all about. It's much more subtle than that. But in reality, that's what they're saying. I mean, they will, you know, cry bigotry or hate crime or whatever, as soon as you speak out against some of these evil lifestyle, just to leave loose immorality in the gays and the, you know, homosexual community and the, and all of those things that are so much being promoted today. And then even, you know, beyond that, even, you know, something as evil as abortion that is so widespread, so rampant in our day that, but you know, they don't want to see it. They don't want to hear it. They want to continue in their evil ways. So, but then it goes on to say, basically they're saying, you know, I don't want your restrictions, your, you know, let's break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. You know, don't let me do whatever I want to do. Don't restrict me. And they don't know, they don't realize that basically they're walking into their own destruction. It's not the conservatives, it's not the Christians that are restricting them or causing this pain and whatever, but it's they themselves are bringing it upon themselves by their evil deeds. It says, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. So God's going to look down from heaven and he's going to laugh at them. He's going to, you know, he's going to have them in derision. And you see that, you know, just the confusion that you see in our day and the political climate and whatever, and just the rioting and all those things that are going on and coming about. It's just no end of chaos and confusion and blaming and you know, people demonstrating against, you know, whatever it might be, and just wanting to, and you know, just all the riots that are breaking out in all of that and everything, the hatred, the division, and all those things are coming about, you know, because of all of this, that's the immorality and whatever that's happening. So let's go back to chapter 22 again here. This is verse 15. It says, "For I will give you a mouth and wisdom." It says we shouldn't meditate before what we should say, but I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries should not be able to gainsay nor resist. Just reminds me of you know, the way Jesus was. He heard from the Father and he spoke those things he heard the Father say. And so you know, even the Pharisees and the educated men came out to catch him in his words, but he always stayed ahead of them. He always had the right thing to say, and they were stumped. They didn't know what to say. And the same thing can be true for us too. You know, sometimes we want to, you know, think about, and okay, I'm, you know, they might say this and I'm going to say that and whatever. But if we can just immerse ourselves in the Word of God and maintain that relationship, that connection with the Holy Spirit, and walking in truth and unity with the Holy Spirit, he will give us those things. We will not have to worry about, you know, what are we going to say or how are we going to say, but God will give us these things and give us the right things to say. It says, "And you shall be betrayed by both parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls." And just giving us this encouragement, this warning that, you know, this is going to happen. We shouldn't be troubled about these things. I think it's in the Matthew version where he talks about that verse 6, Matthew 24. Shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. And so, you know, we shouldn't get all excited about these things or worry or whatever, but God will take care of us. We will have persecution and hard times, but he also says in I think that's also in Matthew's version where he talks about that our redemption is drawing nigh. Can't find it real quick right now, but just encouragement to us that when these things are all these things are happening, we should not be all concerned or worried or whatever. Yeah, it's in Luke chapter 2 or Luke 21 verse 28. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. So this is an encouraging word for us that, you know, we shouldn't be all worried, but in that time we can look up and know that the time is coming closer for us. Our redemption is drawing near. The Lord bless you, and we will pick it up from there next time.